Christ arisen, 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 arisen.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome bought spices so they might go and anoint him. Very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled back. And as they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, this is the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee, and you will see him just as he told them." So they went and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Great to see you today, particularly those friends and family members that have come for the three candidates who are going to be baptized in a moment in our baptistry there. During the course of the service, you'll see lots of people come in late. Do you know why they're coming late? They forgot the clock's changed. You watch out. So thank you for those who got up extra early. I was at a service this morning at 6 o'clock, which was 5 o'clock by yesterday's time, on Harrow on the Hill. And it was the first service of celebration of the resurrection. It is the great Easter festival. And you'll see that we've got our big Paschal candle here. This is the great symbol of the resurrection that we have in church, and we normally light this from a bonfire outside that we have at the break of dawn on Easter Day. And I brought it into the church in the very darkness at 3 o'clock this morning because I couldn't sleep, and I brought it into the church. And then from this candle, the great Paschal candle, the symbol of the resurrection, all the other candles are lit, the light of Christ. I want to talk to you for a short while before we have the baptism about why the resurrection is so important. In order to do that, I want to ask you first of all, how many folks here drink tea and coffee? Can you put your hands up? Right. Good afternoon. Resurrection. So here's my cup of tea. Remember, if you don't See, many of us live in the tomb. You live with misery and happiness and anxiety and fear. You're still living in the tomb, the grave. Jesus came out of the tomb, broke forth. If you live in fear or past hurts or worry or addiction or guilt, failure, if you live with constant loss and separation and brokenness, if you live with failure and regret,
a divorce that you've never got over, a struggle that you've had in your life, and death, if you live in those places, what are you doing? You're still living in the tomb. And the joy of Christianity is that we need to break out of the tomb and come into the new creation. But even Christians who have been baptized go back to the tomb and they live in the misery. You've got to break out of it. And this is what actual Easter day Christian people should be there.
So much seems to be going wrong in our world. So many people are displaced by war and famine. But today is so very special. We celebrate that Christ is risen from the dead, having died on the cross for our sins. So let's celebrate this. So when I say, Jesus is risen, can you respond with praise and joy? Alleluia. So let us pray. Christ is risen. And the power of his resurrection fills the world today with new life, new hope and expectation. Faithful God, we think of your church today celebrating the resurrection all over the world. Nationalities, languages and race may be different, but our worship and joy make us as one. We pray that the Holy Spirit may guide us and strengthen us in our mission and service to you. And pray that we may grow in love for you day by day. We pray for those who cannot worship you freely and live in fear of persecution for their faith. Jesus is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Creator God, we pray for the leaders of the nations of the world that they may give priority to those with greatest need in the distribution of the world's basic resources. We especially pray for peace in the world and for countries where there is war and conflict. We ask that world leaders will meet, that they can sort out the terrible injustices of the world, and so that we will have your peace. Jesus is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. We pray for our church, clergy, and community, especially for Lyndon and Barbara, and we thank them for all their work in your name. We pray for the royal family, especially for the King and the Princess of Wales, that they may recover fully from their cancer. Jesus is risen.
Alleluia.
Father God, at this joyful Easter time, we pray for our families and friends. At the cross, Jesus entrusted Mary and John to each other's care. Help us also to care for one another, filling our homes with the spirit of your love. Like Simon from Cyrene, who carried the cross for Jesus, grant us grace to lift heavy loads from those who we encounter. Help us to help those who feel burdened. Jesus is risen. Alleluia. We pray for our baptism candidates, Pauline, Daniel, and Lawrence, as their total immersion in water symbolizes the cleansing and the washing away of their sins and their emergence into their new life as a follower of you, Jesus Christ. Jesus is risen. Alleluia. We pray for those in need in our own community, the sick and the dying, the housebound and those in care homes, hospices and hospitals. We pray for the carers whose love and compassion bring comfort in their time of need. We bring before you those who have requested healing. Sue Baker, Phil Brown, Susan and Richard Bilby, Sally Conway, Lawrence Covell, Eve Doyle, Terezia Miloskovica, Jean Murch, Jean Neath, Sue Nichols, Joyce Nicolay, Pam Story, Esme Williams, and Angela Zadurian. Jesus is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. We pray for those who are facing pain of grief at the loss of a loved one. Help us to support all those who mourn, both with our prayers and practical help in the days and the weeks to come. This week, we remember with thanksgiving the anniversaries of George E. Sandel, Lolly Prower, Wilfred F. Smith, Vera M. Bendel, Sam Hansen, and Terry Abernethy. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Risen Father, fill us with the joy of your life, giving resurrection. With the joy of your life-giving resurrection, as we go out into our community to proclaim your name during the coming week. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Thank you.